Monday held a funeral procession for a U.S.-Turkish activist shot dead last week, witnesses say, by Israeli forces during protests in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Security forces carry the body of Arsenal Ezgi Eger, draped in a Palestinian flag, while a traditional black and white checkered scarf covers her face. The 26-year-old's body was then placed into the back of a Palestinian ambulance. Dozens of mourners, including several leading PA officials, attended the procession. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says Turkey is working on repatriating Eger's body for burial in the Aegean coastal town of Didim, as per her family's wishes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said Monday the IAEA would take up nuclear discussions with Iran's new leadership in the not-too-distant future, following the deaths of Iran's president earlier this year, which caused a pause in the talks. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi told a meeting of the agency's Board of Governors in Vienna he's been in touch with Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, and their correspondence has been positive. He told reporters following the meeting the agency's inspectors have seen no indication Iran has been stepping up its nuclear program.
And what we see is that there is some work, but nothing that indicates a rush to a fast implementation of a big increase in terms of enrichment production.
Since the breakdown of the Iran nuclear deal in 2019, the Middle Eastern nation has continued to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenya's finance minister, John Mbadi, said Monday he will seek suggestions from the public on new legislation to boost revenue and tackle other